Today is the 20th of May 2017, Saturday morning early. Getting a lot of rain in Pineville, Missouri. And, as we study through the New Testament, one of the books of the New Testament, which is quite interesting if you read through it and study it, is the book of Acts. The book of Acts is just that. It is the Acts of the Apostles. Things that the Apostles did in the New Testament church. And these Acts of the Apostles were recorded for our learning, for our edification. And we see that there are many, many different testimonies, messages, sermons, exhortations throughout the book of Acts. Now, in the very last chapter of Acts, we find Paul at Rome, Acts 28. And, the 19th verse of that chapter 28, Paul says, but when the Jews spake against it, I was constrained to appeal unto Caesar, not that I had aught to accuse my nation of. For this cause, therefore, have I called for you to see you, and to speak with you, because that for the hope of Israel I am bound with this chain. And they said unto him, we neither receive letters out of Judea concerning thee, neither any of the brethren that came showed or spake any harm of thee, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest. For as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And when they had appointed him a day, there came many to him into his lodging, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believe not. Well, that's what we find today. Some believe the things that are spoken, and some believe not. That chapter ends by saying Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Now I want to go back to verse 24. And some believe the things which were spoken, and some believe not. What was it that caused some to believe, and what was it that caused others not to believe? Well, we know the cause. We know the cause. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, that faith is from God down to his elect people. And all of his elect are given the faith of Christ. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. He looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. By faith we see that Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and all the prophets subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, and stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in flight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. There's the answer to why, when Paul was preaching there in that last chapter of the book of Acts 28, it says in verse 24, and some believe the things which were spoken, and some believe not. All men have not faith given to them. All men have not the faith of Christ. But God's people have been given the wonderful gift from above to believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God, the one who is full of grace and truth, the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." We see Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God." So this is the answer we find ourselves today. Some believe, and some believe not. The only ones that believe are the ones who have been given life by Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit, the quickening power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal His Son in us. We have been translated in the kingdom of this dear Son. I'm glad this morning that we have been given faith of Christ to believe upon Him. All that the Father has given Him will come to Him. And all that come to Him I will in no wise cast out. And this is the will of Him that sent Him, that all that He has given Him He would lose nothing, but raise Him up the last day. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that died. And we have these great and precious promises given to us to sustain us whatever we go through. And John verse 6, verse 63, "It's the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Well, I'm glad that we have been drawn by the Holy Spirit to Christ. It says in verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." So we should be very grateful and praise God for His wonderful, marvelous grace, that He has breathed life into our souls and given us the faith of Jesus Christ. May the good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer.